This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI continues to look into what they say was a case of terrorism, a shooting at the gate to the Naval Air Station Corpus Christi yesterday morning. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper saying this morning,
"We do know the basics of what happened with this person trying to enter the gate. It was stopped by a young sailor. She's doing well, but the FBI is working through the details at present, and we hope to know more in the coming days as to what this person was motivated by."
The gunman was shot and killed at the gate, but a second suspect is now being sought. American flags are being lowered to honor coronavirus victims. The president saying he's ordered them to be flown at half staff on federal buildings and at national monuments for the next 3 days. He also plans to keep the nation open, he says, if a second wave of coronavirus hits. He says they would put out the fires but wouldn't close the country. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation should soon be wrapping up its investigation of possible prosecutorial misconduct in the Ahmaud Arbery shooting. The state's GBI director, Dick Reynolds, says the attorney general did ask him to look into possible misconduct after the first two prosecutors assigned to the killing of the unarmed black jogger never brought charges against the two white men who admitted to killing him.
What will procedurally happen is we will turn that file over to the attorney general's office. They will be the deciding agency or entity in what, if anything, happens in that regard.
The white father and son who admit killing the victim, who was black, back in February, say they believed he was a burglary suspect. They went 2 months, though, without being arrested until a video of the incident went viral. At least dozens of people are feared dead after a jetliner crashed in the Pakistani city of Karachi earlier today at the end of a 90-minute flight from Lahore. Officials say it was carrying 99 passengers and a crew of 8 when it went down into some homes. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The Trump administration before the day is over to announce some new guidelines concerning religious observances as the pandemic is still going on. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said that his administration will release guidelines for reopening places of worship this weekend after they were delayed by a disagreement with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention over what the recommendation should entail. Trump said he told the CDC to put out the guidelines, which have been revised by the White House officials in recent days to make them less stringent than the ones the agency initially recommended. According to senior administration officials, the guidelines for places of worship that have been cleared by the White House Counsel's office include recommendations such as wearing gloves while distributing Holy Communion, social distancing, and holding virtual service as a last resort. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Gas prices this Memorial Day weekend, the lowest since 2003. Of course, it's because of the pandemic, or at least partly so. AAA reporting the average gallon of unleaded regular nationally is $1.87, the first time it's been below $2 during the Memorial holiday in 17 years. And Amazon is pushing Prime Day back to September this year, the company deciding to move the two-day annual big sales event because of the coronavirus pandemic. It's put financial strain on a lot of Americans and also on the company. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, how you doing out there, huh? Hanging in there? We're almost, we've seen light at the end of the tunnel here. And thank God our governors across the country are starting to realize that freedom trumps everything. It really does. And this is the bottom line, and maybe a very simple takeaway as a result of COVID-19. I'm looking forward to the time when we really fairly and objectively analyze what just happened to us and what we went through. You know, the good decisions, bad decisions. What do we do really? I mean, because you always hear the refrain, right? I don't want this to ever happen. What do we do to make sure this never happens again, right? Well, you know, I think part of the reason is Bruce Thatcher would tell us, and even Bruce Kaufman, our favorite historians, that we repeat these errors because we forget history. And we've been this way before in our past history. But we've chosen to let go of the things of the past because, you know, the elites right now, because all these highly educated people, they know so much better now, right? And our intellect is being compromised. You know, our communication channels have been compromised. Our information, scientific information, oh, yes, are just so awesome, you know, unchallengeable scientific information that is supposed to be so perfect, we're finding out is less than, because it's human influenced. And of course, then we have the antagonistic environment of the what Gary Bauer would call the TDS, the Trump derangement syndrome, that anything this president would say, the antithetical measures, and people have to step up and just be argumentative. You know, do you wear a mask? You not wear a mask? You know, half the scientists and doctors say, don't wear a mask. You know, those are, you know, PPEs. Those masks are for people on the front lines. They're not for everyday people, because it's almost like we need a primer on how to wear a mask anyway, because you watch people. They just, they infect their own masks, and here they are holding the very breath and the infection closer to them now, as opposed to it being out there and diffused in the environment. And don't get all wrestled up and think, okay, well, that's the things, because it goes out in the environment, that you're going to catch it. Look, to a minor degree, that may be the case, but we have to think overall. What are we doing? And we've bought into these models. I mean, we've brought experts here on the show. And, I believe in Dr. Gerard Lomero. I mean, his models have been consistent. I don't care if you're talking about voting for Trump or other models, you know, what he has done extensively regarding the coronavirus. That these numbers are never going to match up. And he's exactly right. He's been proven right. He's been spot on. I mean, the CDC, our CDC, you know, our hallowed CDC that you can't even question. Even Dr. Birx says, what are you guys doing to us, man? You're off by 25%. How is that possible? And, you know, but they are. And because of human error, here, this is where we're at. And look, life is filled with risks. We're going to live with risk all our life. There's no way. I mean, if you think that you're going to eliminate risk and you think for a moment that having a vaccine, we don't even, you know, we have a vaccine for the flu, but look at how many people get the flu every year. And I even question, I mean, honestly, you've heard me. My mother used to yell at me, you know, God rest her soul, because every time the flu season would come along, she would dutifully go get a flu shot. And she would yell at me, why aren't you getting a flu shot? I said, Mom, because twice I've gotten the flu shot and twice I've gotten the flu. So I seem to correlate those things. So I don't want to get a flu shot. And I believe that God created our skin in such a way as a line of defense against viruses, against diseases. And here we are. We're going to, you know, forget this natural covering and protection we have and violate it and stick a needle in our arm and inject our bodies with a vaccine. And we say, well, what is the vaccine? Well, the vaccine is actually the flu. And the idea, theoretically, is that it will help build your resistance. I mean, as if your body naturally, as I said, you see, this is what happens when you minimize God and you think that God doesn't have this all figured out. God knew this. God knew that we needed protection. And he designed our bodies in such a way that, you know, people talk, science talk about herd immunity. Well, where do they think they came from? You know, do you think they came from Dr. Fauci? That Dr. Fauci created herd immunity? No, God created it. And we have it naturally in our bodies. And when we honor our bodies and honor our freedoms, herd immunity takes over. You know, people who are asymptomatic. You know, common sense things, this is what I've been saying all week long. I sense that we're coming to a return of common sense. You know, we're like Renaissance men and women. Isn't that cool? Where common sense is beginning to raise up and say, look, you know, this is stupid. You know, what are we doing here? This just doesn't make sense. You know, we get people who have comorbidities and they're already especially vulnerable, like in nursing homes and that sort of thing. And so a couple of governors come up with this brilliant idea and say, okay, if you got COVID, then we're going to put the pressure on these nursing homes who are ill-equipped and understaffed anyway, and we're going to put these infected people into these nursing homes because this is going to solve the problem. I mean, it's like, what were you thinking? How did you... I mean, I can't even, in the faintest of idea, come up with a concept that says, let's put infected people in a vulnerable spot. And, like, did someone not stop and think for a moment and say, hey, these people are really vulnerable. Are we, like, you know, putting the flame to a bunch of tissue paper that's just going to just go crazy here? Yeah, I mean, did somebody not think about it? Until it was too late. You know, so some of these things, I mean, you know, it's life. And yes, we can be critical, but not to the point that it renders us stupid, if you know what I'm saying, okay? And that we get so emotional about it. I think we need to be on guard. We need to be reasonable about it. We need to understand that we have humanoids, even though they happen to have the title of governor or president of the United States, they're human, okay? And this is why, above all, you know, we need to pray for the leadership, that they make wise decisions. They make godly decisions, that they're not doing this off the seat of their pants. And some are. And this is why you have the people revolting at the steps of the Capitol buildings across the country, because they're saying, you know, hell no, no more, you know, and you can't blame them because you can't hold people down. You know, we've flattened the curve. There's no doubt that we've flattened it. But at what expense? And Donald Trump said early on, God forbid, in so many words, that that the remedy would be worse than the disease. And I think in some cases we can say that it has been. And we are. I think we're set up in such a way, vaccine or no vaccine, that we're going to have to deal with this. That it will come back. It'll be one of those annual gifts, so to speak, that keeps coming back. Because what we needed to happen during this period of time, again, you know, when things happen, you've got to stop and say, okay, what is the best that we can take away from this. And I believe, biologically, and I'm not a doctor, this is just listening to doctors and studying and looking into this, is that I believe we've compromised the idea of herd immunity. You know, we needed people to be exposed so that the herd immunity would take place and that, you know, we would bend the curve and really bend it because herd immunity was taking over. But I believe in the way we did this, in a man-made sort of way, yeah, we bent the curve down, but we could have really broken its back had more people been exposed naturally, because we were about our business, still washing our hands and doing all those reasonable things, common sense things that we should be doing. Well, stay with us. We've got more to say about that after this.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here at Bill Martinez Live, we remember the incomparable,
Ravi Zacharias.
I firmly believe that America stands at a brink and at a time in her history where if we do not pay heed to the decline of our moral values, the precipitous edge is extremely close. What I see happening is deeply, deeply concerning. A philosopher of jurisprudence said, ours is an age where ethics has become obsolete. It is superseded by science, deleted by psychology, dismissed as emotive by philosophy. It is drowned in compassion, evaporates into aesthetics, and retreats before relativism. The usual moral distinctions between good and bad are simply drowned in a maudlin emotion in which we feel more sympathy for the murderer than for the murdered, for the adulterer than for the betrayed, and in which we have actually begun to believe that the real guilty party is the victim and not the perpetrator of the crime. Secularism flirts with the ultimate dehumanization, debasing of human life, because it denies a transcendent definition of intrinsic worth.
Intrinsic worth is really truly what elevates us. Otherwise, we're reduced to our lowest common denominator. Ravi Zacharias, rest in peace. A man of God, an apologist, and I guess the good news of this is that we have Ravi's voice like this, and the memories of his legacy. The golden nuggets that he so freely and eloquently expressed to lead us out of the darkness, that we can reach to higher goals, God-given goals that we all want for each other, truly, and we want for our families, for our country, and for our world. And, you know, we're so blessed that Ravi was here, and he is in no pain, as they say. But there are many who are left behind, to continue his legacy in ministry. And again, you know, honored to remember him, and for he and his family, our prayers are with you and those in the ministry as you continue to look forward to see how RICM, the ministry, will continue. Just about 21 minutes after the top of the hour right now, I am Bill Martinez. Let me know your thoughts. You can drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. You know, we were going to talk with Vince Everett Ellison and evidently got tied up. And he is the author of the book, The Iron Triangle, Inside the Liberal Democratic Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians in America in Their Quest for Power and How We Can Defeat Them. I mean, it really is a bit of a manifesto to Black America to cause them to take pause as to what they're voting for. I mean, kind of interesting. Joe Biden this morning, or was being reported this morning, he was on a show, it might have been in this morning, kind of the Breakfast Club, and talking with the black host, and basically, you know, telling him, he says, if you have a problem figuring whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black. I mean, he's trying to be cute, I guess, there. But, you know, what does that mean, that you're not black? Because, you know, again, the race card being thrown out, and of course, what consistently comes to mind to me, and I don't understand. I mean, I'm obviously a minority with a name like Martinez. You know that I am, and you know, but I choose in the way I was raised. I choose those things that that benefit my family. And the people and the policies that benefit my family, and try to do it in a fair-minded spirit. Because my father, who led the way, and three of his sons, including me, defended this country. And we believe in fairness. We believe, and he taught us to believe in the rule of law. We saw this working, you know, time and time again. Again, I remember what God said to Cain, you know, so many millennia ago. He says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that is... you know, the warning that needs to be carried out and that needs to be set in front of our own eyes and our kids after us, the next generation. If you do right, will it not go well for you? What does that right mean? You know, it's right by God's definition. Okay. And we're trying to figure out what's right by Nancy Pelosi's definition or Joe Biden's definition, Donald Trump's definition. No, I mean, it really is what's right, what's righteous. And what is right is whole. It's what makes us all whole. is ultimately is what is meant by that. And that's what we want. We want to be healed. We want to be whole. And, of course, there's going to be a certain discrepancy in this fallen world in which we find ourselves right now. But, you know, as was said to President Lincoln, this too shall pass, no matter where we are. So, hey, we're looking, thank God we're not stuck in this temporal environment for the rest of our, you know, eternal lives. This is a temporary condition. And the challenge is that we know there's going to be these discrepancies and there's going to be misinformation and all these things that take place, especially when man is at the helm and we're not looking to God. And, you know, in fact, I was just reading this morning about King David and reminded again that he was a man after God's own heart. And I've wondered about that. I've wondered, okay, he's a man after God's own heart. And I think that in today's political environment, King David would probably be, you know, he would have been demoted. He'd have been put on timeout. He'd still be on probation right now for all he did because, hey, he was a man, a king, you know, that God had anointed and put in charge of his chosen people. But God said he's a man after my own heart. And people question, go, wait a minute, didn't he have more than one wife? Didn't he kill his friend in order to marry his wife? Yeah, he was a man. But he was still after a man, after God's own heart, by God's own definition. And I wondered about that. You know, what was it that made David such a man? And what I read consistently is no matter the situation, you know, things that seem so obvious and no-brainers, like, okay, well, yeah, I gotta do that. You know, I'll just choose to do this. He didn't do that. And I had to think of myself. I think of how many times I've decided to do things without even asking God. And God's always said, hey, look, just ask me. You know, get my advice. And I think back of the times that I've screwed up and I thought, gosh, if I'd only been that man after God's own heart and sought his counsel, sought his advice, and looked to him to say, should I or shouldn't I? How much trouble would I have been kept from? But David was consistent that way, King David. And that's what made him a man after God's own heart. And this is why in today's political environment, we need to look to men who are following the leading of God, that are looking to God on every decision. Ego set aside, and then, oh boy, is that tough in this environment where ego reigns and it's being thrown around and like a bunch of modern day gunslingers, so to speak. And I mean, it's crazy, but we got to get through the process. And again, this too shall pass. But one of the questions that Vince Ellison, Everett Ellison asked is, he goes, what is it? What's going on? Why does so many black Americans choose a party that has really not served them very well or at all? I mean, even after 8 years with a black president, you think, okay, Barack Obama had to do something in a big way for black America. I can't find it. And this is why Donald Trump was able to go into the black community and say, look, why not me? Yeah, I'm white. I'm not black. But hey, why not me? What have you got to lose? I mean, you keep voting for all these other guys and they're not doing anything for you, including a black president. What did he do for you? Unemployment is through the roof, more people on food stamps and welfare in your community, abortions are up. I mean, this party is killing 40% of your babies. And last time I checked for all the hashtag women, at least half of those little babies are girls, by the way. And boy, I'll tell you, you touch Planned Parenthood, and even though they tried to, you know, they didn't try, they got millions of dollars in relief, thank you very much, because of COVID-19, which they weren't supposed to get. And I'm not hearing from Planned Parenthood they're going to return the money like some universities or even the Los Angeles Lakers. Oh, heck no, they're going to hold on to that money and justify it in some way. And here they are, not supposed to be publicly funded, but of course we know they are. I mean, this is all a farce. But, you know, we continue to delude ourselves But Joe Biden says, look, at man, if you can't figure it out and understand that I am, you know, for Black America, then, hey, look, at either don't vote for me or something else, right?
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month? And the VA, along with Prevents, is calling for you to help inspire a national challenge. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Post a photograph or video on your social media channels of what you are doing to take care of yours and your fellow veterans' emotional well-being. Show us what works for you. It might be yoga, painting, running, singing, video chatting with loved ones, walking your dog, baking cookies, movie time with your family. One size does not fit all, but we all need to practice things that helps maintain good mental health during this challenging time. Be creative, serious, funny, or touching. Hashtag more than ever before and challenge your friends, colleagues, and family members to join the challenge. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI continues to look into what they say was a case of terrorism, a shooting at the gate to the Naval Air Station Corpus Christi yesterday morning. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper saying this morning,
we do know the basics of what happened with this person trying to enter the gate. It was stopped by a young sailor. She's doing well, but the FBI is working through the details at present, and we hope to know more in the coming days as to what this person was motivated by.
The gunman was shot and killed at the gate, but a second suspect is now being sought. American flags are being lowered to honor coronavirus victims. The president saying he's ordered them to be flown at half-staff on federal buildings and at national monuments for the next 3 days. He also plans to keep the nation open, he says, if a second wave of coronavirus hits. He says they would put out the fires but wouldn't close the country. This is USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
You know, given the alternative, really what America is all about, it is about freedom. And this is why Americans across the country from coast to coast, north, south, east, west, they are standing up for their rights and rightfully so. And the good news, and I've got to talk to Jenny Beth Martin as we bring her on right now, the co-founder, national coordinator of the Tea Party Patriots and the columnist for the Washington Times. The great news, Jenny Beth, is we have constitutionalist sheriffs out there whose job is to be defenders of the Constitution, and they are standing between their draconian governors and freedom-loving Americans, thank God, huh?
That is exactly right, and we're seeing that happen in California, in Oregon, in Washington State. It's happening all around the country, especially in some of the areas where people think they're just very liberal states. Even in those liberal states, we have sheriffs who are standing up saying we have to do the right thing for the Constitution.
And we're finding out, even in Georgia, for example, Governor Kemp, who was chastised a bit, and I think President Trump has had to walk it back a little bit as well, as that he's proven right. I mean, he's got his own, you know, local scientific doctors and consultants, and they advised him to go ahead and open up. And he was kind of the volunteer, canary in the coal mine, so to speak. And the great news is that Georgia is opening up with a lot of success.
We are. I live in Georgia, and we are opening with a lot of success. We have. I just ate last night at a restaurant, and the restaurant had just opened 2 days earlier, so it was not one of the ones that opened right away. Mm-hmm. But we're finding ways to eat in restaurants, to get our hair done, to get our nails done, to do all of these things while washing our hands very often, taking other precautions to make sure that we are doing all we can to social distance and to slow the spread of the virus. But the fact is, even as we do all of that, we are still protecting those at the highest risk, and we're finding the way to balance it.
Exactly. I think in most cases, Jenny Beth, if I might be a little, you know, cynical about this, is I think everyday people have been more protective of the vulnerable and the elderly than some, let's say, New York governors.
That is certainly right. And all we have to do is look at the way the elderly were treated and what happened in nursing homes in New York to see that perhaps the elderly were not given the best care that they needed there. With right. that said, I don't want to throw the nursing homes under the bus or even Governor Cuomo. Let's do one thing that I think is really important and say that nursing homes, this virus is new to everyone. So protocols they had to keep things sanitized and disinfected and to see patients and how they handled going between one room to another, not patients, but residents in nursing homes. Mm-hmm. They've had to modify all of that, and they're on a steep learning curve just like the rest of us.
And well, even more so, Jenny Beth, because it's life and death. I mean, the job that they're faced with, I mean, like you said, this is new that's come upon them, and they are scrambling, and they're right there in the midst of this. So, yes, I mean, and like I said, I have no desire. This isn't about making fun. This is just really talking about the real matter and the real situation, and you can't help but feel for, you know, these nurses and doctors and people who are participating in nursing homes to keep the elderly alive. It's just, you know, this has been, as you said, a steep and very costly learning curve for nursing homes in particular.
Right. And I was talking to a doctor last week about this, and we're talking about how the virus affects those who are at the highest risk with certain pre-existing conditions, including obesity, diabetes, and hypertension. This affects those people the most. And this doctor pointed out to me that even in nursing homes, you don't go into a nursing home unless you actually really are sick and can't take care of yourself anyway. Mm-hmm. So the people who are in nursing homes very often have at least one of the underlying conditions that coronavirus attacks or exploits, I guess is a better
exactly.
word.
Exactly, right.
It exploits. So because it is a population of people who already are likely to have at least one of the underlying conditions, they wind up being much more vulnerable just because of what put them in the nursing home in the first place.
Exactly. I want to talk particularly about a doctor a day that recruited, about 500 doctors to send a letter to President Trump, right? Go ahead.
Right. So a doctor out of Los Angeles, Dr. Simone Gold, she is an emergency room doctor, and she's a Stanford-educated attorney. This is a high achiever. She wrote a letter, and she has recruited, as of yesterday morning, it was over 500 doctors to sign the letter. We've sent it on to the White House, to both the president and the vice president. And by last night, we were at 1,000 doctors. We're working to get more doctors to sign it. And the point is, these are doctors who are on the front line, and they are seeing the other health care consequences of people who are too afraid to go to the doctor. And they're urging people right now, we've got to make sure that we reopen and that we get doctors back to treating patients as they normally do, because the health care consequences, if we don't diagnose cancer or treat a stroke in a very short window, a very narrow time frame, if we don't get those things taken care of quickly and early, they can turn into, they can go from what I've seen a lot of these doctors say, quote-unquote elective procedures to emergency situations in a matter of days or weeks.
Exactly. Well, this is the consequence of shutting everything down, and also the way this this virus has been presented to the public. I mean, it has done some psychological damage here, has it not?
It really has. When you, we did a press conference with doctors yesterday, and one of the doctors, Dr. Scott Barber, who lives here in Georgia with me, was on this call, and he said that as the media shows the number of cases on the screen and right below it the number of deaths, that it automatically makes people think, if I get this virus, I'm going to die, mm-hmm. rather than doing the math and realizing that if you get the virus, the chances of you not dying are high, and they get high. We see every single day that the chances of you not dying from the virus are greater and greater rather than the chances of dying from it. Mm-hmm. And yet the way that the media has presented it, it instills fear in people. And across the board, I've read these comments that doctors have written as they've signed this letter. And across the board, they say people are too scared to come into the doctor's office, and they wanted to stop. There was a man who cut his hand on a can, a 46-year-old man with three children. He cut his hand. The doctor's office was closed in the state where this man lived. It became infected. It was so infected that he wound up having to be admitted into the ICU, and the ICU doctor could not save him because the infection had spread throughout his entire body. Because he cut his hand on a can, and he was yes. too afraid to go to the hospital to get it treated.
And how many other stories like that are left untold, Jenny Beth?
Yeah, we have to make sure, we have to find a balance. We want to protect those who are at high risk. And those who are listening to this and your listening audience, if you're sick and you normally go to the doctor, keep going to the doctor. They've got protocols set up to keep you safe, and they want to treat you. We have to move out of this paralyzing state of fear.
Exactly. Well, you made an excellent point here. You know, the media, for the sake of headlines and attention getting, have presented this coronavirus in a way that's rather deleterious. It's very fearful for everyday Americans. I mean, even now, as people are starting to come out of their homes, the risk perception is so high, Jenny Beth, that some are just, you know, they're almost afraid to come, you know, walk out the front door.
Exactly. And we have to move out of that state and find a way to balance living our lives with protecting the lives of the most vulnerable.
It's going to be a process, ladies and gentlemen. But look, we're here for you. And the Tea Party Patriots, again, has just done an outstanding job in, pursuing the truth and reporting on the truth for the betterment of all of America's citizens. Jenny Beth, how can people be in touch?
TeaPartyPatriots.org.
And take some action and go to the action page, and you can find out what to do every day to make a difference in your state and in your country, because we need you on hand.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
The spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. And we have a special treat. Dr. Tony Evans, usually we have a chance to talk in Nashville at NRB. Last year was pretty hectic, and we were all going in 50 million directions. And, you know, Dr. Evans, first of all, with all sincerity, I just want you to know, you know, that we share in your loss, and we celebrate heaven's gain in receiving your wife, Lois, on the Golden Streets.
Well, I appreciate that. Those condolences are helpful and encouraging to me that so many people have loved her and loved us, and every day we trust the Lord for the strength for that day.
Amen. And, of course, she and you were just so inseparable and such a part of each other that, you know, I hear you at times, and I hear Lois's influence on you. And it's always been that way, you know. So you have continued to bless the body, and I am so grateful for you, the legacy, and your family, and everybody. I mean, it's just, you know, again, I can't thank you enough, and am grateful, you know, for your ministry.
Thank you so very, very much.
Well, I want to talk about your new book, Stronger Together, Weaker Apart. And as I was, you know, going through and reading your book, what was coming to mind here is that in the midst of all that we've been going through with this epidemic, Dr. Evans, I think it's so important for us to really understand, you know, what is our mission? You know, because as you had presented several weeks back, and I happened to catch your presentation about God shaking things up. And when God shakes things up like he is doing, you know, we got to know where our North Star is. What is our foundation? What do we hold on to in the midst of this shaking?
Well, I love Hebrews 12 that talks about the shaking, because verse 28 says he does this to reveal his unshakable kingdom.
Yes.
What God is wanting us to do is prioritize the spiritual over the physical. We can't ignore the physical. We live in a physical world. We live in the arena of the five senses. But God does not want that to define us. And when he disrupts the natural order of things, which is the concept of shaking, is because he's trying to birth something new spiritually. So this corona crisis that we're facing is really a call for God's people who have wandered too far from the spiritual to get back in sync with the spiritual.
Exactly.
Without negating the reality of the physical. Mm-hmm. And when we get that, then maybe he can reduce the level of discomfort that we're feeling, because he's shaking to make his kingdom prioritized.
Do you find it interesting and frustrating at the same time, Dr. Evans, that people are looking to the Dr. Fauci's or maybe a political figure for the answer, when the answer is right there with us all the time?
Absolutely. God is not going to get the church house to fix the White House.
Right.
And until God's people get right, see, I this is not a popular statement, but my position is the pandemic was caused by the church and can only be cured by the church. And unless the church realizes that this is a spiritual issue manifested in a physical realm, then God will let us go through it until we get the message and wake up. That's what God did throughout the Bible. He would allow trouble to come to God's people to wake them up to God and to get them to prioritize him. So, yeah, spending all your time looking at the news and not looking at the word won't help you.
Yeah, I'm praying, Dr. Evans, that people are catching exactly what you're saying, because from time in memoriam, as you read through the Bible, you always see that nothing happens in the physical without it happening in the spiritual first, right? I mean, that is God's order of things. It is always consistent, right?
Absolutely. Everything visible and physical is preceded by something invisible and spiritual. So if you need to address the physical visible, you need to first address the invisible spiritual. Or as I like to say, if all you see is what you see, you do not see all there is to be seen.
Exactly. I like this one phrase. It really caught me in your book, Stronger Together, Weaker Apart. You said, nothing gets better until we come together. Boy, I'll tell you, that's a t-shirt. Let me tell you, I can see that on a t-shirt, because I looked at it in two dimensions. This is the way my brain works, is that until we come together with God first, right, then we can come together with one another. But we can't, you know, do one without the other, and it has to be done in God's order of things. We have to pursue him and his righteousness first. Then all the things that we have hope and dreams of will be added to us, right?
Absolutely. That is the theme of the Sermon on the Mount. There's some things God can't do. He can't lie. He can't sin. He can't contradict his essential nature. But there's another thing God can't do. He can't be second. So the moment you put God in second place in any area of life, you have a problem, because he's been misplaced.
Well, in your book, you address the significance of prayer. And amazingly, I mean, we're seeing in this pandemic, as the result of this, people are bending a knee. People are looking to God. Online viewership, I noticed even with you and the YouTube videos you were doing, the amount of people that were coming, you know, and looking to God, and you were giving them answers, and I believe, Dr. Evans, again, you're such a blessing to me personally and my family, because, you know, you have such a revelatory heart. In fact, when I got back into the radio business 12 years ago behind the microphone, because I'd been away from it for about 25 years, and when I came back to the microphone, I said, God, look, if this is what you want me to do, then connect me with men and women of God who are in your throne room. Because I just believe that the mission you've called me to is to reveal the truth. And that only comes from the throne room of God. And I'm just so grateful again to you and your ministry that you're faithful to that call. And this is why I really enjoy our time together when we have time to talk like this.
Well, I enjoy being with you. And it's my hope in the book, Stronger Together, Weaker Apart, that we would understand the importance of biblical unity. And biblical unity is oneness of purpose, not sameness of person. And without compromising any of, obviously, of the fundamentals of the faith. God is a unified being, one God composed of three co-equal persons who is one in essence with the, while remaining distinct in personality. And he will not function where there's illegitimate disunity. So exactly. You uninvite him when you are not unified as he defines unity. And so we have uninvited God while praying to him.
And so our prayers are not getting into the heavenlies. They're blocked off.
They're not penetrating because we're asking God to contradict his essential nature of unity. That's why Jesus prayed in John 17 that we might be one so that God's glory would be revealed. God will not reveal his glory where there's illegitimate disunity, racially, culturally, class, denominationally. If it's illegitimate because some things we ought to divide over, sin and evil and, you know, but some of the stuff we're dividing over has got the world in shambles because the church is in shambles.
Exactly. Well, you stress the significance of prayer, but it's right prayer. It's righteous prayer. You know, exactly that is that right sacrifice, as God said to Cain, you know, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And I've said through the millennia, that statement, that warning from God rings true and loud even to this day, that if we do right, if we do righteously that which reflects the Father, then it will go well for us.
Yeah, that's right. So the church has, if Christ is not going to be coming in the short term, then the church had better wake up and understand that as we go, so the culture goes. We got this thing backwards. We're looking to politics, and we're looking to the economy. We're looking, and all those have their place. But that's not where God starts. He starts with his house.
How do we get past these differences and come together to advance the kingdom of God, Dr. Evans?
Simply stated, we must change our identity. We've got our identity in the wrong thing. I mean, we use the word Christian, but Christ does not set the agenda of our decision-making. Until Christ can overrule our personalities, our histories, our races, how we were raised, what mom and daddy taught us, until he can overrule that, then we can't solve this problem because he's not Lord. We just use his name. So there must be a reclassification of our true identity.
I'll tell you, that is powerful. You know, I just wrote a commentary, Dr. Evans, about moments and choices that I believe that America, that the world, people of faith especially, are at a specific moment in choice. Jesus wept over Jerusalem because the chosen people had missed their moment and made the wrong choice. And my prayer is that we would not miss this incredible moment. We were preceded. You know, our parents were known as the greatest generation. And my hope and prayer is that we will be recognized as the next greatest generation to the generation forthcoming, because at this very moment, we made the right godly choice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is our moment. The culture has set it up perfectly, teed it up for the church. I hope that the church doesn't miss the moment the culture has granted us.
I am right with you. Dr. Tony Evans, his book, Stronger Together, Weaker Apart, Powerful Prayers to Unite Us in Love, to alter and adjust our identity. We've gotten caught up in this world, and we've become temporal agents. And in doing so, we have foregone the supernatural and the powerful things that are waiting for us in the name of Jesus and by the power of God. Dr. Evans, always a joy. Thank you so much for being with us. How can people be in touch with you?
TonyEvans.org. It shows us all the tools we have, all the ministries we have, all the resources we have. For the individual, the family, the church, and for the culture. And you can go on TonyEvans.org, and we, of course, just come out with the Tony Evans Study Bible and the Tony Evans Bible Commentary.
Well, Dr. Evans, God bless. Stay well and safe.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Maybe not today.